political activists in the state know about the changes, since they were out in February getting signatures on petitions to put people on the ballot. The weather was a lot warmer when primary elections were in September, and the campaign ran through the heat of summer into Labor Day. Of course, next year, there will be a presidential primary election in April. For both major political parties, that will make New York a player in the presidential process. For Erie County's Democratic Election Commissioner Jeremy Zellner, the changes kick in later this year.
Early voting takes effect in the general election, not for the primary. Absent no excuse absentee, which was passed this year, doesn't take effect until there's a statewide referendum. This year's primary was changed to June 25th instead of September.
The use of electronic poll books, essentially laptops, keeping track of who's registered to vote and who shows up, kick in later this year. There are privacy and security concerns about the poll books and concerns the State Board of Elections will be slow to approve the companies involved. If you have 600,000 registered voters like Erie County, there is a lot of data to manage and secure. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.